This is Gordon Strong, BJCP Grandmaster Judge, and tonight I'm judging Pilsner Urquell, which is a Category 2B Bohemian Pilsner. Okay, let me open it up. All right. I'm going to be filling out the score sheet as we go along, giving comments, and you'll have a copy of the actual score sheet you can look at as well. Okay, so I'm looking at the appearance first. It's brilliantly clear. You can look through it like a gem. The head is tall, just a little off-white. And moussey, frothy, tiny bubbles. And the color is a rather deep gold. It's almost wanting to hint at amber, but not quite. Sometimes I like to call that a burnished gold. But it's, think of it as a dark gold. And all of those are just as they should be, so I'll give this a 3 out of 3. Okay, I'm going to smell it now. You know, this is a bottled product, not a homebrew, so oftentimes this beer is skunked, so you have to watch out for that. But this one smells fine. I'm getting a malty richness, a little malty sweet, with a noticeable hop aroma, and the hops are sort of spicy, maybe a hint of sea breeze. It's like a little salt air, which I take as a characteristic of the Czech Zatz hop. So let me make some notes on that. I'm going to talk about the initial malty sweetness, moderate Saaz hop aroma, spicy, floral, sea breeze. Nothing is off. It's a very clean lager. No esters or DMS. I'm going to hold off on scoring it for a minute. I'm going to taste it first. So that's got a nice medium body to it. So I'll put this under mouthfeel. It has more of a weight to it than a German Pilsner would. You can tell that right away. It's not as crisp. And the carbonation usually isn't as high, so it's a medium body, medium carbonation. So the flavor is sort of a complex Pils malt flavor. It's not the sort of light, corny flavor that you get in a lot of beers. It actually has some more depth to it. You know, almost like it would have some light crystal malt in it, but that's not how they make it. But it sort of gives that impression with some sweetness and richness. The other thing you notice is the distinctive bitterness. The bitterness is moderately high. but it's very smooth. There's no harshness at all. So I would make note of that. I would say that, you know, there's no harshness in the bitterness under the flavor, and that's also usually a comment to make related to mouthfeel. Say that under harshness often comes associated with astringency. Say no astringency. There's a fairly strong hop flavor on this. I'm going to call it moderately high. And a lot of the flavors sort of mirror the aromatics, getting that sort of spicy, floral, salt air kind of quality to it. Very fresh. If I decoded the bottle date right, it's probably got 5 months left in condition, and this was bought as a cold example, so it's fairly well kept. It's tasting fresh, so I'd make note, you know, fresh tasting, good lager character, smooth. No diacetyl or DMS or esters. No, the style guideline says that some diacetyl can be present, but this one doesn't have any. Maybe they've cleaned it up over the years. It has a lot of bitterness to it, but it doesn't. I mean, the bitterness doesn't come off as strong as in some beers because of the lack of harshness. The soft water just let it carry through very cleanly. So I think the mouthfeel is spot on. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 5. And this is the bottle says it's a 4.4% beer. You know, it starts out as a 12 Plato, 1048 beer, so it's an average strength, a little bit higher finishing gravity because it's not as dry as a German Pils, darker in color as well. So it's a moderately dry finish. You don't get a lot of residual sweetness, but it doesn't come up crisp. I mean, you wouldn't call this a crisp beer, but it is completely fermented. This is actually one of the nicer examples that I've had. It's a good job in the bottle. So I like that a lot. I'm probably going to give that an 18 for flavor. Everything that I'm talking about matches up nicely with the guidelines, and it doesn't have a lot of the typical faults with a commercial beer, usually just being old or poorly handled. So I'll go back and take another, I'm swirling the glass a little bit, and going to take a few more sniffs and see if I can't pick up anything else and score the aroma. Yeah, I'm getting sort of almost an equally balanced malt and hops. Clean lager character. So that's very nice. So that's among the better ones that I've had. You know, I'd like the hops to come through a little bit more, but that's about my only knock, so I'll go ahead and give that an 11. So I haven't taken off very many points. I mean, I've only taken off 3 points when I get down to the overall impression, and I'll probably give that a 9 because it's so spot on. So that's 46 total. So what can I say about this under overall impression? I mean, there's There's not a whole lot more to say. It's very well made. Complex and clean. Good balance. Could use a touch more hop aroma. This could tolerate a slightly higher bitterness. Some other ones that I've had have seemed a little bit more bitter, but I suspect because this is so fresh, it doesn't have any of the harsh overtones that your mind associates with bitterness. But the balance is, you know, it's almost sort of like a Dortmunder. I mean, you're getting sort of malt and hop bitterness in sort of equal amounts. I'd like just a touch more bitterness, so I'll go ahead and make note of that. In addition to more hop aroma, say, a little more bitterness. But these are really small quibbles. The 46 is, it's in the outstanding world-class example, and I would give that the high scores and the check boxes all the way on the left side. I'm not really getting any faults. It fits the style guidelines very well, and it really is a delight to drink. So that's a good scoring beer. It's hard to find these. If you're looking for this beer at home, check the label date in the back. It's not always easy to read, but looking at it, it looks to me as if it's two digits for the month, two digits for the date, and a single digit meaning the year. So this one says 02119. So I take that to mean drink it before February 11th, 2009. But you know, I could be totally wrong with what the date codes mean. But this is clearly a fresh beer. So if I had a beer like that, I would be drinking it now because it's probably not going to get any better. So that's a good scoring beer, and look for the score sheet. It will have all these comments. This is Gordon Strong drinking a Pilsner Urquell, category 2B Bohemian Pilsner.